I'll be honest with you. I think I was numb by the time that the Browns game came along by 1 o'clock. Because, and I think this is, we really buried the lead on today's show. I missed winning the Rolling Cash 5 on Saturday night by, or sorry, Friday night, which was up to $900,000. I missed it by one number. So really, I mean, I had a great time at the Hungarian Grape Dance with my family on Saturday. We had a great day. There was a harvest festival tour thing that we did. I got to watch and listen to the Guardians win. I mean, the whole weekend was dead to me the second that I kind of missed out on $900,000 by one number. And the worst way you find out is you scan your ticket and it's like you won $300. And then you realize $300 is what you win if you came one number short. At least I got to watch the Browns on Sunday. Woo! Still, that guy had a better sarcastic woo than I did. To go ahead and talk about the Browns, my lack of good fortune, my lack of many things. We welcome on Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how you doing?
You still had better luck than the Browns are having this season, so you got that going for you.
So, I don't know, man. Losing $900,000 by one ball or one number doesn't feel quite as, nah, I don't know, toss up. I don't know, because you lost the Eagles by 4 points, and Kevin Stefanski took 3 points when you needed seven. So, I don't know. So
again, I still say you're much further ahead in the game.
Okay. I just wish I was, like, further ahead than the Chiefs. You know what I mean?
No, you just wish you had about another $89,700 to go with that $300.
I think your math was very suspect. I said $900,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay, $800 in. I can't do math today. I just can't.
But that's fine. You know what, though? If you had said $897,000, whatever, or actually it'd be $899,000. $1,700. I'd probably be more depressed, and I'm more depressed here.
What's more depressing, computing the amount of money that you could have won, or looking at Deshaun Watson's statistics?
Yes. Is that can I say both?
Yeah. You know, no. I'm gonna jam you up like you always jam me up. You have to pick one or the other.
I'll still go with the money.
Yeah, here's the thing. That's a smart call.
We're to the point where one good game from Deshaun accomplishes nothing.
Well, 900K, you don't have to look at his stats anymore, right?
I mean, or I'll just do it from a much nicer house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll have a smoke shack out back. I'll have some yards, maybe a couple animals that eventually I'll slaughter. Pigs and cows, guys. I didn't mean like dogs. I'm not like that, okay? That went dark real quick there. Listen.
That really did get dark real quick. But then again, we are talking about the Browns. So that's kind of the place we're all in.
Yeah, who are slaughtering our dreams on any given Sunday. Let's go to this. I think people have said, sided with Kevin, that, well, you needed to go ahead and trust your defense in that moment. I actually think if you don't get the points on 4th and goal from the 13, I think you're trusting the defense anyways, because then you're putting the Eagles back up against their own end zone, and I actually kind of like that scenario for the defense. How did you see how that played out? I'm not putting that all on Kevin. It's the two false starts that sunk you, but man, I thought that was definitely the nail in the coffin on Sunday.
Well, you can't trust the offense to do anything right now. So I completely understand why Kevin had another one of those moments where he just said, I give up. And I think that that's what that was. Jed Wills doing what Jed Wills typically does. I think that we're getting to a point, and we saw this last week at Washington, with the whole fourth down debacle. It was the first time we saw Kevin basically lose it on the sideline in Kevin Stefanski way. I mean, he didn't go berserk, but you could tell for the first time he was really displeased and had a "you've got to be kidding me" moment. And I kind of feel like that him kicking that field goal in that situation, Nick, and I agree with you, you needed a touchdown there, but at that point, it's like, these guys can't do anything right. It's such an incompetent operation. I might as well take the 3 points. He should have taken 3 points earlier in the game as well. I just would stop going for it on fourth down with this offense and take points wherever you can get the points, because this offense is completely incapable of scoring any points.
But other than that, what did you think about how they played?
It was fantastic.
If we took out every mistake, they're basically like the Chiefs. I would say, I've been saying that for a minute there.
For what, a whole 30 seconds?
Yeah, well, okay, but that's 30 seconds more than like BYU.
Oh, geez, or man.
Like Virginia. I don't think Virginia's got a great offense right now.
Just downright painful. And I just don't know how Kevin could sit there today with a straight face and tell us that Deshaun Watson gives them the best chance to win.
I think the money helps. Man who's missing out on $900,000 right now, if I was paid millions of dollars, I'd lie my ass off too.
You're only missing out on $899,700, Nick, okay? You act like that's a lot.
We finally got it. This is 5 minutes into this interview. All right, so
I finally wrote it out and did the math by hand.
Hey, we got it quicker than the Browns did. So there's an idea I wanted to explore and get your theory on. Because okay. I do think that, like, the obvious answers are bench Deshaun, Ken Dorsey takes over play calling. I also think another...
Or he leaves the building entirely.
Which one? Ken Dorsey?
Yes.
Okay. So we're moving on from Andy Dickerson and Ken Dorsey?
I'm in favor of both.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing.
Listen, this offensive line is one of the worst I've seen in years. It's mentally undisciplined and it's physically undisciplined. He's not good at his job.
I can't really refute it. Also, they do have the former right-hand man to Jeff Stoutland in Philadelphia just sitting there. I'm just saying, there's a guy here who's kind of earned an opportunity, but I'm now asking about the assistant O-line coach. I do think, though, if you're not going to bench Deshaun and if you're not going to if you're not going to give the play calling to Ken Dorsey, could we just go with the full Dorsey offense? What I mean by that is I think part of the problem is on any given play, I think Kevin is choosing from the two hemispheres of his brain. What he knows, which is his offense, his whoopee, and what he thinks he knows, which is the Ken Dorsey offense. Like, even if you go back to the just choose one offense, because it feels like neither of them are getting the job done right now. Can I get your opinion on that, sir?
Well, the only thing that is working, and I'm using the term working extremely loosely here, is the run game. That's where they rank the best. I think they're 19th in yards per run, and they're 27th in overall rushing at this point. That's just off the top of my head. But actually, they're 28th in rushing. I'm sorry, 19th in rushing yards per attempt. So by the standards of just the god-awfulness of the multi-32nd out of 32 rankings that this offense currently possesses, the run game is the one thing that actually has a little sign of life to it. And I honestly think that Stefanski should throw out anything Ken Dorsey related and go back to everything Kevin Stefanski wants to do, including running the football. The last thing I want to see is Deshaun Watson throwing a football right now. So if you have to run it right now 50 times a game and you still lose 20-16, so be it. It spares me having to watch Deshaun Watson pretend to play quarterback for the Browns.
Daryl, Aiden Hutchinson out for the season. That was such a... I'm not a Lions fan. The kid's a Michigan man. What can I... I don't have a lot of rooting interest there. I felt so bad for Aiden Hutchinson yesterday. That was such a crappy way. That being said, the Lions reportedly calling around the league looking for an elite pass rusher. If the Lions call about Myles Garrett, is there a Godfather offer you could not refuse?
No.
So there's nothing they could offer.
He is a once in a generational talent, in my view, and you don't trade those. The Browns have one problem. It's quarterback. If they would contemplate fixing that particular situation, even though it's costing them $46 million a year, I think that this would have some chance of being salvaged. But the problem is they're too deep now. You're 1-5. Your season's over. You're not making the playoffs, and you're playing for draft position at this point. And I don't know how Kevin can look guys like Myles Garrett in the locker room straight in the eyes and sell them on the fact that Deshaun gives them the best chance to win. They broke Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is one of the most professional players I've ever encountered in my nearly 3 decades of doing this, and they have broken that man. That guy looks like he would rather be anywhere but having to catch footballs from Deshaun Watson right now. The cornerstones are pretty much in place with this team, right? You've got your pass rusher. You've got your top corner. You've got a above average linebacker on the defensive side of the ball. You've got a solid Pro Bowl caliber tight end. Your offensive line right now is in tatters. You at least have a left guard who has put together quite the career. The rest of it is patchwork at this point. But like this is not, in my view, a situation where they should blow up the football team, the core of the football team, just to appease the guy that you paid $46 million a year that can barely put his cleats on correctly. Because that's where I'm at with Deshaun. I am out on Deshaun. I have had it. I'm not interested in anything he has to say. I'm not interested in watching him anymore. I'm not, you know, Browns fans had to shelve the moral high ground. The deal was fans would forget about all the checks he had to cut for his alleged off-the-field behavior if he came here and played well. That was the deal. And he is not in any way, shape, or form lived up to his end of the bargain. I am so done with Deshaun Watson. I'm tired of writing about him. I'm tired of watching him. I'm tired of talking about him because it is a fruitless exercise in futility. Week in, and he can't even throw for 200 yards a game, Nick. And everyone's, oh, well, he went 11 for 12 in the second half. Yeah, and at halftime, he had like 64 yards passing. So let's not do the trail of cheese where you talk me into Deshaun Watson is salvageable at this point.
Well, he only got 11 games to go there, Daryl. All right, we got to run, buddy. Good stuff. Appreciate you.
You betcha, Nick.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.